Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
Over the last few weeks, we've been exploring delusions and their causes. So from a Buddhist perspective, delusions are distorted states of mind that reflect a distorted world. So distorted ways of seeing ourselves, others, and the world around us. And they project a distorted reality. But we don't realize it's a distortion. We really believe what we're perceiving through these filters of anger, hatred, uncontrolled desire, jealousy, pride, etc. In the heart of our hearts is this self-centered view, which is the deepest delusion. From this, all our other delusions arise. And this, from a Buddhist perspective, is why we are not experiencing peace, happiness, and joy. This is the reason we experience so much pain and problems in our life. It's not about the outer conditions. It's about these inner conditions of our mind. If there were no delusions in our mind would be pure, joyful, light, contented, comfortable, and happy all the time. All the time, if we had no delusions. So we're coming from the perspective of Buddha's potential, understanding that our minds are incredible. We have got a vast, limitless potentiality in our mind for unlimited peace and joy, limitless love, compassion, and wisdom. That's our potential capacity. And at the moment, just a fraction of that capacity is utilized, is manifest. We have love in our heart. We have compassion. We have a lot of wisdom. But it's obscured most of the time by these distorted ways of seeing ourselves and others without us realizing these distortions, okay? So this is why we need help. We need Buddha's help because they've realize their own minds. They have gone beyond all their faults and limitations and are helping us through their teachings, these incredible books, to understand our own mind and evolve our own good qualities through meditation and overcome all our negativities and our faults through meditation, through training our mind in meditation. So in essence, that's the whole spiritual path. That's what Buddhism's all about. It's all about gaining the experience of purer and purer happiness from the experience of purer and purer mental peace. That is the nature of our mind normally. That is, our mind is completely pure. But at the moment, it's obscured. It's defiled, it's poisoned, if you like, by these distortions, these delusions, habitual ways of thinking and perceiving that are keeping yourselves stuck in cycles, spirals of pain and problems, not just in this life, actually, but in future lives, past lives, future lives. Anyway, whole picture. So mental continuum is incredible. Our potential is vast, way bigger than modern psychology can take it. Buddhist psychology is just limitless capacity. We can become omniscient beings, okay? So we need to tune into that, connect to that. And what I've just guided in the meditation was just like very simply to begin to understand how vast our mind is by connecting to some small relative mental peace and allowing that to indicate that so much more is possible. Like when the sky is really cloudy, it's really hard to imagine a clear sky. You know, when it's like this, especially day after day after day, and you haven't seen the blue sky for a long time, like in Glasgow. It's like, is there a sky up there? And you have to take flight. You have to go up in an airplane to go, yeah. There is a clear sky beyond these clouds. Okay? So sometimes it just feels so distant, so hard, because we're lost in the clouds of our distracting thoughts, disturbed states of thinking. And we're identifying, we're relating to those aspects, and we really think that's who we are. And sometimes, yeah, I'm a really miserable person, and occasionally I can become a little bit happier now and again. And kind of that's life. We're kind of like, I'll look forward to the weekend when I do some nice things and I get a bit happier. But otherwise, I'm kind of just this uncontrolled mess, and I'm just blundering through life, trying to cope to the best of my ability and making the most of what I've got. Okay, so in Buddhist principles, we're basically saying that this life is phenomenal in terms of what it offers us. We have got so much to gain because we have access to these incredible teachings on training the mind. So really beginning to see that these distorted states of mind are agitating our mind, keeping us unhappy, because they are not connected to reality, right? That's the whole point, is that they're distorted. We're not seeing reality while our mind is under the influence of these delusions. We are out of touch with reality. When our mind is very calm and peaceful, we can trust that, because that's the nature of our mind. When the delusions have subsided, or they're not strongly manifest, and we're relatively peaceful, we can trust our mind. But when our mind is agitated and confused, we have to be really careful. If we make decisions from that place, then they're very often the wrong decisions that are taking us in unhappy directions. So delusions are arising from inappropriate attention, and they function to make our mind unpeaceful and uncontrolled. They are the only enemy of our lives. The common enemy for every being are these mistaken states of mind, wrong awarenesses, that create outer enemies because of distortions. But there are no intrinsic evil people in this world. Our anger creates enemies. Our uncontrolled desire creates special friends that we perceive to be the source of our happiness. But no one is the source of our happiness, because real happiness comes from mental peace. And that is our responsibility alone, each and every one of us. But it's only us that can create mental peace. And it's actually our responsibility. No one, no matter how much they want to, can bestow permanent lasting mental peace, like giving you a gift. Buddhas would do that if they could. The best they can do is to inspire us, bless our minds, and give us the teachings on how to change our mind from negative to positive. And this is what we're doing here. We're learning to understand that the process of how delusions manifest in our mind and the conditions they need in order that we can practically begin to dismantle the power and influence of these destructive bad habit patterns in our mind. Although they're deeply ingrained, we can change them, as we looked at last week. So I'm going to read out the six causes, but I've no time to give a full review, otherwise we'd finish the whole session. So the seed, the object, inappropriate attention. This is all in Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso's book, How to Understand the Mind. Phenomenal book. Lots and lots of detail. But it is so profound and practical to understand the mind, mental factors, and how we can actually change the negativity into positivity. So we need the seed of delusion, the object of delusion, and inappropriate attention. So just dwelling on a particular person who has upset us, for example, thinking about what they've done, what they've said, their faults, exaggerating that out of all proportion, and then blaming that person, wanting to harm them, hurt them, criticize them, disparage them, or whatever. That's the mind of anger, okay, created by inappropriate attention. That person who we think is incredible, has amazing good qualities, we exaggerate, we embellish those good qualities. What we perceive in them is a source of our happiness, and then we really relate to them as if I possess that person, they will complete me. They will make me permanently happy. And so it goes on, you know, the dance of like, I want them. We're chasing illusions, basically, that we have created ourselves in our mind. We are crazy when these delusions are fully functioning. Mad. We say stuff like that, you know, I'm mad about you. And we should be flattered. It's like, ooh. Anyway, so those three essential conditions, the seed of delusion, the object of delusion, and inappropriate attention come together and a delusion manifests. The next three causes are contributory causes: familiarity, distraction, and being influenced by others, and bad habits, the outer bad habits. So we understand that just through familiarity, delusions are very strong in our mind. Last week, we were trying to reverse the situation. At the moment, delusions are like writing in stone, and positive states of mind are like writing in water, you know. It just disappears as quickly as you write. We're trying to reverse this and make positive mental habits strong in our mind, like changing the grooves of our thinking from negative to positive, which only happens through familiarity. And meditation, actually. The meaning in Tibetan of meditation is the word gom, which means familiarity. Meditation is familiarizing our mind with virtue, with positivity. Okay. At the moment, we are familiar, unfortunately, with a lot of negativity. So we're just trying to change that, knowing that we can change that.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.